All right, well, let's bring in breast cancer here. And Melinda, you were mentioning before in terms of the approval being germline, but we were curious what the audience and also the faculty think about breast cancer with somatic BRCA mutations. And about two-thirds of the audience says either they've done it or they would like to do it or if they had the right patient. Melinda, do we have the data to support that? Is it something you yourself have done or would like to do?
I have absolutely done it, both with platinum and PARP inhibitors. I think that, you know, we have a little bit of data in breast, nowhere near as much as in ovary to support this. I think these data are being generated now, and so we hope to have more upcoming, but I think that in my experience in breast cancer with both platinum and PARP inhibitors, responses are high in breast cancer patients with tumor BRCA mutations.
So Mike, pancreas, somatic responds the same way as germline?
We don't know for sure, but yeah, we are certainly seeing responses in patients with somatic-only mutations.
So in terms of the clinical applications in breast cancer, Melinda, what's interesting in contrast to these other three cancers is kind of breast cancer is at least three diseases just based on ER and HER2, and you could say it's four. You could say if you bring in PD-1, triple negative, it starts to get even more complicated. But let's just stick with the three main situations. So most common type of breast cancer, ER positive, HER2 negative in the metastatic setting. Typically right now, Melinda, first-line metastatic disease, they're going to get hormones plus a CDK inhibitor. They might get another hormonal therapy, even if they progress right afterwards, they still might get everolimus or fulvestrin or whatever, and then they'll often go to chemo. So where in that sequence in a germline patient do you think a PARP inhibitor should fit?
Yeah, I think for us, where we're seeing it is following endocrine resistance pre-chemotherapy. That being said, I think that there are a lot of ER-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer patients out there with metastatic disease where we don't know that they have a BRCA mutation. And sometime down the line, after they've been heavily pretreated with chemotherapy in certain cases, you know, they have profiling of their tumor that identifies a BRCA mutation, and then we reflex to germline testing, and all along it was a BRCA-associated tumors. And we've seen this sometimes in elderly patients where the family history wasn't suggestive, they didn't meet criteria for testing. And so I think there's a lot more of later line use in the ER-positive, HER2-negative metastatic patient as well.
Mike, a theme in oncology in terms of biomarkers is retesting. A lot of times CLL, people gain 17p, whatever, you have to retest. What about somatic BRCA mutations? Do you acquire them with time?
I don't think we know if you acquire somatic BRCA mutations. My gut feeling is that you don't. But one thing that I will talk about is that you can acquire secondary BRCA mutations that revert the BRCA gene
right, to
make it a functional protein, and actually that causes resistance to the PARP inhibitors.
Yeah, that's really amazing.